You about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Hallelujah. I see God, I see Him downloading strategies. Stuff you never thought about. But God gonna put it in front of you. And a strategy from God can't fail. I said it can't fail. It's gonna promote you. It's gonna increase you. It's gonna enlarge you. It's gonna cause favor to come to you. I see that. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, press the accelerator. Get that car out of park. God can't drive a parked car. Just push down the accelerator. Don't be afraid of the speed. Amen. Oh, Jesus. There's something about that name. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above, I'll say beyond. God's going to take you beyond. Yeah, he's going to take you beyond. See, beyond is the next level of your achievements. There's a next level coming to you. Amen. I said on Tuesday night, yeah. It's important to, I think it was Tuesday or Monday, whichever night it was. It's important to have sustained vision. Amen. Not up and down, in and out, not he loves me, he loves me not. You know, not any, meeny, mighty, mo, or maybe. You know, no, it's sustained vision. Whatever circumstances try to dictate, sustained vision. I didn't get to it, but in Daniel chapter 7, I don't want to go there on the screen, but Daniel chapter 7, Daniel is given a vision of the rise of evil. But all through that chapter, if you read it, you see where Daniel kept looking. I, Daniel, saw. I, Daniel, kept looking. He watched till God unfolded that, but see, he didn't stop looking. Because see, if that's all you see, then you won't see no more. You go into hiding. You'll be afraid. But he kept looking, and then God showed him the throne and showed him the reality behind all this. This is what you're going to see rise, but this is what's going to govern. This is what's going to rule. Come on, somebody say, sustained vision. If God gave you a vision and the enemy trying to show you something different, just keep looking. Not at what the enemy's doing necessarily, but keep looking at what God told you. Amen. In spite of what he said, because after a while, the cloud's going to part. After a while, everything's going to become clear. Tell somebody, God's working when you don't feel him. Even when you don't see him, God is still working. He's not one to sleep or slumber. He doesn't sleep. People talk about the devil busy. Get that out your mouth. God is busy. Angels are busy. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's never sluggish. He's always on point. Everything perfect. Everything toward you. easy the working for you, through you, in your behalf, somewhere, God, you are on his mind. Amen. Amen. And he can do that. Every one of us individually and everybody else that's saved, he can think about you individually. Got you in on his mind individually, not just us, but you. What you need, where you are, how he loves you. You know, my wife blessed me this morning at home. She don't even know this, but I was looking for something and we couldn't find it. And just like she always does, she's able to find stuff. And she found something and then she gave it to me and said, you know what, God love you. I didn't tell her, but that blessed me. I said, you know what, God does love me. They think about me with something like this. I was looking all morning. She goes in the closet, dig it. Come on, God love you. Tell somebody, God loves you. Listen, this year, we know it, but you don't know it like you're going to know it. Amen. See, that's where a lot of our joy is going to stem from. Amen. That joy that's unspeakable. When you start to really sense and experience his love for you. See, there's stuff he's thought about you didn't know he's thinking about. Amen. There's stuff he's taking care for you that when it happens, it's going to be like, Lord, you ain't even have no words. A lot of us going to start crying. Now, when you cry, it's going to be tears of joy up here. It won't be like, you know, you're missing out and, you know, you're discouraged. No, it's going to be tears of joy because you don't know how to express. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, you don't know how to express yourself. Some going to dance like David danced till they can't dance no more. And they're going to whirl right around on the floor. We're going to throw one of those little pink things over you and just let you enjoy the Lord while you're on the floor. You know how we do. I'm telling you, I'm going to be running so fast, just don't run into nobody. Just don't run nobody over. Why? The joy of the Lord. Because we are so tasting. See, there's a revelation of him coming to you. He's been there all the time. But oftentimes, like with Moses, he said, Moses, I can't show you my glory. There's a certain portion of me I can show you. Because you couldn't contain or take that you're asking for. And a lot of what we've asked for, we weren't ready. But this year, spiritual cataracts are going to fall off. And you're going to say, I didn't know I was all this. And I don't mean that in a proud way. But the real you is going to come out. You're going to own your identity as a child of God. I'm a king. I can do this because Christ is in me. I ain't scared no more. I ain't feeling like I'm the underdog no more. I don't care what my education is. God has worked in me. Remember they said about the disciples when they heard them, they said, we perceive these men have been with Jesus. Peter and them had no education, but they talked with authority. They talked with anointing. They talked with boldness. They talked and knew what they were talking about. And the Sanhedrin said, listen, we perceive something here. These men been with Jesus. Because these are unlearned, ignorant men. But they're talking in a way that's influencing us now. Tell somebody, that's you. The real you is coming out. The first thing, I want to just touch on some things here. But the first thing I want to touch on is what will manifest in this season, and it starts this year, I believe the beginning of a new era, a new decade, but a new era in Christ. I'm going to say it this way. Sin, or the sin age, is not going to dominate your life. Amen. I believe we have stepped into the age of righteousness. Where a lot of sin is not going to, you know, like little foxes always defeat you. Habits, secret sins, harboring things in your heart. No, that day is over with. That stronghold that has had over your life is over. Tell somebody it's over with. I want you to receive it right now. Say it's over.
It's over.
Somebody say game over. We are entering into a new era where righteousness is going to begin to prevail, because that he's worked in you is going to begin to come out of you. Have you ever driven somewhere that you always drive to, but you were going somewhere else and you weren't thinking about it, but you turned down the street where you always go, and when you get there, you say, wait a minute, I wasn't even coming here. You ever done that? All of us have. I've been coming to church. I was going somewhere else. I pull up to the church and say, wait a minute, there ain't no church tonight. What am I coming here for? I think of church, the car new church. But that subconscious. Come on, tell somebody there's a shift. See, that was the subconscious working. That was the automatic response to something without me thinking. Well, see, something's getting ready to take over. Instead of fear automatically taking over, instead of doubt automatically shaking your life, something else is going to start taking over. God has worked it in you already. And what he's worked in you is going to start coming out of you. Come on. In other words, faith is going to rise up. When something comes at you, instead of you backing off, faith is going to rise up in you. How dare you? The devil is a lie. Come on, that might not be your personality, but that's going to be you. Because God says, now is your time. I'm beginning a new era. Something else is taking over. I'm getting my bride ready for the wedding feast, for the wedding. Hello? He's coming back for a bride without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, without any such thing. So God, I see some of y'all on the ironing board of God. This one need a little steam. Ironing out the wrinkles. Come on, I see him ironing you out. The first thing I want to give to you that he's going to do, there's going to be an exercise of authority over every adversary. Come on, say new era.
New era.
Now this, in this era, you don't win some, lose some.
Amen.
You're not sometime up, sometime down.
Amen.
In this new era,
amen,
the age of righteousness, where righteousness starts to reign in you,
amen,
now your immediate subconscious response is that of righteousness.
Amen.
In other words, God's going to give you authority. That authority is going to be released every time.
Amen.
Even when the enemy comes at you in a dream,
amen,
you arise up rebuking the devil. Amen. You foul devil, get out of my bedroom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
In your sleep.
Amen. Amen.
The authority to exercise your authority over every adversary.
Amen.
Over every adversary. Nothing binding you. Nothing blocking you. Nothing hindering you. Because you see, and because there's a release. Exercise of authority over all adversaries. Tell somebody, I'm about to set the pace. Others are going to follow you. There's a pioneering spirit that's going to rise up in you.
Amen.
Like the woman with the issue of blood. She did something nobody else had ever done. God gave her that. She touched the hem of his garment. She was healed. Then later on, people found out, you know, there was a woman just touched him, got healed.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.tobinbanks.com. ftrbanks.com. And remember,